This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry.
Hanley Ramirez runs. Breaking ball. Strike three called. It's over. The Netherlands beats the Dominican. How about that?
How about that indeed? That's live. Well, not live, but from the World Baseball Classic. Joining us now is Jeff Beresford Howe, Takeaway tailgater and sports blogger. Jeff, the Netherlands beats the Dominicans. They were favored going in. That was a bit of an upset, wouldn't you say?
Favored is not even on the same planet as what happened. The combined salaries of the Dominican team in Major League Baseball, $83 million. The team from the Netherlands, $400,000.
Oh, my God. And that's without A-Rod. If A-Rod had been there, it would have been something like, you know, half a billion, right?
Over $100 million, right? It's, yeah. It makes the Miracle on Ice look like nothing.
Miracle on Ice. So how has the World Baseball Classic fared so far? That was a very bizarre upset. But you saw Japan beating China late last week. What else?
Well, the big news yesterday was that the Mexicans went out in their home ballpark in Mexico City and got creamed by the Australians, 17-7. It was astonishing. They actually invoked the mercy rule. The Mexicans walked off the field after eight innings because they were down by 10 runs. It was extraordinary. The Classic as a whole has been up and down, some good games, a lot of early spring training-type games, and a lot of empty stands for games that don't involve the home teams in the tournament.
Ah, well, that's interesting, although not necessarily unexpected. I guess for me to see the Netherlands beat the Dominicans and the Australians beat the Mexicans, it says for countries around the world, hey, anybody can play baseball. This isn't so hard.
Baseball is all about pitching. You got a good pitcher who's throwing well. The Netherlands got a couple of guys who threw very well against the Dominican Republic, and anybody can win a game. It's an amazing thing. The other analogy for the Netherlands and the Dominican Republic is as if a team from Bronx High went into Yankee Stadium and beat the Yankees. There's no way to quantify the level of an upset that was.
So were there any scouts in the stands looking at the Netherlands team and maybe, you know, learning how to, you know, say hello in Dutch?
I think I can safely say no.
No.
There were no scouts in the stands looking at the Netherlands team.
But if they had decent pitchers, I mean, do any of these people who perform well in the World Baseball Classic have a chance to be looked at by the majors?
Yes, there will be some guys that on the Dutch team that get a second look. There are a couple of guys who are pitching in the low minors, and of course, you know how they play in the low minors this year will impact their careers in a big way. But I think it's safe to say that you will see virtually no impact in Major League Baseball from now on from any of the guys on the Dutch team. It was an amazing, amazing performance.
All right, quickly, Korea's playing Japan. We want to get an update on that. And the big story today is Alex Rodriguez will have hip surgery. Can you lay those both out for us?
Well, the kind of surgery he's going to try and recover from for a torn labrum is something that two third basemen had last year. Both of them took a very long time to recover from it. The chances that he misses a substantial part of the season are very high. And at the Tokyo Dome right now, Korea leads Japan 1-0 in the fourth.
Wow. All right, Jeff Beresford Howe, following the World Baseball Classic upsets and the big teams. Who knows if they'll be left by the end. Thanks, Jeff.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.